In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our sermon text for today is a gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday as we continue our readings from the gospel according to St. John. Our text is chapter 15, the first 8 verses. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." This is God's word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, dear fellow redeemed. The house where I grew up sat on 2.5 acres of land. In the summer, we always had a big garden, and off to the one side of our house, we had a nice-sized fruit orchard. Behind our garage, we also had a grape arbor. And in my mind's eye, I can still see it. The vines and the branches and the heavy, purple, juicy grapes hanging down from those branches. As part of his work as a kind of gentleman farmer, my dad would tend that grape arbor. He would go out and he would see the vines, or the branches rather, that had not borne any fruit, and he would lop them off. But even the branches that had borne lots of fruit the previous summer, he would prune those back so that they would be even more fruitful. In the summer, my cousins and I would sit in the grass in the shade of that grape arbor and eat those juicy, sweet Concord grapes, the fruits of his labor. That's the way Jesus describes himself and our relationship with him in our text. We are fruitful branches attached to the true vine. We'll see that Jesus is the true vine. And secondly, that Christians are fruitful branches. Like the trunk of a tree, the grapevine is the heart, the source of all the nourishment of life itself for its branches. The vine doesn't get life from the branches. The branches get life from the vine. And so it's so very important then that the vine be healthy, that the vine be good, strong, so that it can transfer the moisture and the nutrients into the branches. So that those branches then, by the power of the vine, can bear their grapes. Our Savior told his disciples on Maundy Thursday night, shortly before they left for Gethsemane, I am the vine. Literally, Jesus said, I am the vine, the true one. Our spiritual life, my spiritual life that has replaced my spiritual death under my trespasses and sins, comes from Christ. It comes from being attached to Him. He has attached us to Himself. He grafted us to Himself in our holy baptisms. And now we get our life from Him. We get our spiritual nourishment, the forgiveness of all of our sins, the removal of our guilt and fear. Attached to Him, we have the assurance that after this short life is over, we will have eternal life with Him in heaven. Jesus does not want us to lose that attachment because it is imperative. With an imperative, Jesus says, remain in me as I remain in you. Jesus says, so long as we are attached to Him, we are clean. The Greek word there is catharsis. My dad took care of his vines so that they would be strong, free of disease, that they would be healthy. So the only thing that they would give those branches would be good, would in a sense be clean, so that they could be like the vine, and then they could bear their fruit. Jesus is clean. He is holy, without sin. He is perfect under the law. He offered that perfect, all-atoning sacrifice for our sins on the cross. And in faith, by our connection to Him, He transmits and gives us that life itself. Gives us all those spiritual nutrients that keep us alive, keep us to be like Him. The spiritual cleanness comes through the gospel. Jesus told His disciples, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of water through the Word. Every vineyard has a gardener. The Greek word there, I got to mention this one, is George. But that gardener, that caretaker, would do what he needed to do to make those branches even healthier. And what he would do then, if the branches were dead and were still outwardly attached to the vine, he would cut them off, lop them off, because they bore no fruit. But even the ones that were fruitful, he would prune them back, cut them back, so that they would be even more fruitful and bear more abundant fruit. God the Father enables His Son to produce branches that bear abundant fruit and even become more fruitful. God the Father, Jesus says, is that gardener who tends to the branches, who takes care of them. In our Savior's scenario, He is the vine. The Father is the gardener who takes care of the vine and the branches so they can be, we can be ever more fruitful, bear more abundant fruit. We Christians are fruitful branches. The purpose of the vine is to produce branches. The purpose of the branches is to produce fruit. Now, can that fruit take credit? for its goodness and its usefulness? Can those grapes say, look what I have made myself? No. The glory has to go not even to the branches, but the glory has to go to the vine. Because that's where the cleanliness, the health, the strength comes from. That's where the ability to exist and to be come from in our lives. No branch can glory in the ripeness and the goodness of its fruits either, because that comes also from the vine. All the glory goes to the vine. That nice young couple, the Branches Band, that was here not too long ago, that's where they got their name from, John 15, Branches Band. And they emphasize this in their music and in talking about themselves a little bit and why they do what they do. Their music, their lives are to the glory of God. And those really are the fruits that we bear as Christians. Every thought that we have, every word that we speak, every action, all of our gifts and abilities, those are the fruits that come from our faith. Maybe that fruit is being able to teach little children. Maybe that fruit is being able to sing or play a musical instrument. Maybe that fruit is using your gifts to study to be a pastor or to be a teacher, to be a full-time worker in the church. Maybe those fruits are leadership or administration or evangelism or whatever else it might be that we can put those fruits to use in the kingdom of God and in the visible church. But we bear those fruits because we are branches that are connected to the vine. The power, the goodness of what we do, the abilities, the acceptability of what we do. None of that glory is in the works. None of the glory is in our working. All of the glory, Jesus says, goes to my Father, the gardener who takes care of the vine, who sent me, who accepted my sacrifice, who enables me to grow and produce those branches of Christians. A little bit later, Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Christ chose us to be engrafted into him. But even as we do produce fruits, it's important that we be pruned from time to time. When I began my ministry in East Wenatchee, Washington, when you looked out a front door of the parsonage, you could see fruit orchards literally as far as the eye could see along the Columbia River. And after a while, you learned to be able to tell which trees would bear fruit and which ones wouldn't. And the ones that bore abundant fruit were the ones that were always pruned well. I had a couple orchardists in my congregation, and I can still remember one of them explaining to me, talking to me about what a vital task that was. I probably wouldn't see too much of him for a while, because he was going to be out there and he was going to be pruning his hundreds of acres of apple trees, because they had to be pruned. He would cut off the dead branches. They were still outwardly attached to the tree, but they really weren't. And so he cut them off because they produced no fruit. But even the ones that the year before had lots of apples on, by pruning them, they would have even more the next year. God the Father is the gardener, and he prunes us branches. And he does that through the difficulties and challenges that we have in life. He prunes us by not giving us everything we want exactly when we want it or ask for it. He prunes us by taking things away from us, things that we love, things that we don't understand how we can ever get along without. He takes things away from us without ever explaining why or just what exactly it means for us. He prunes us by laying on us crosses of illness, pain, suffering, and sorrow. He does all of those things to make us even more fruitful. And he does that by cutting away our sense of self-importance, by pruning off our arrogance and our pride and our self-righteousness and all those things that get in the way and prevent us from having that cleanliness as he moves us to righteousness and obedience of his will. Understand that it is not the pruning itself that produces more fruit. It is that the branches then are healthier, and then through the nutrition that comes from the vine are able to bear more fruit. Maybe you've heard people say, you know, my suffering strengthened my faith, or going through this problem strengthened my faith. Problems and suffering don't strengthen faith. Problems and suffering lop away our sins and our ideas that get in the way of our faith, so that the gospel, that good news of Christ and his forgiveness and his love, then strengthens our faith and produces more fruits to his glory in our lives. How true it is, and at the same time reassuring, the words of the writer to the Hebrews when he says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." If those branches on that grape arbor behind my garage growing up could have spoken, they probably would have said to my father, "Ouch, what are you doing? We're producing fruits. Why are you doing this to us?" But then later on, when they bore large, juicy, sweet grapes that my mother used for jam and for syrup, sadly not wine, although they would have been useful for that, when they were heavy with that fruit, then they would have said, "Wow, thank you, gardener. Thank you for doing that so that we could produce even more." You know, we can think of those real vines and those real branches giving thanks to their God, their Creator, for the glory that they give Him by bearing those wonderful fruits. So we, too, can do that. Give thanks to God, our Creator, as His children. Give thanks to God as our Redeemer and our Sanctifier, who has attached us to Christ and has given us that ability to bear those fruits. Jesus said, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." It doesn't make us Jesus' disciples bearing fruit, but it shows that we are. And Jesus gives us one special promise also. "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Notice that word. The word of God is that connecting link as we remain in Christ and he remains in us. And as his word remains in us, then we can ask for whatever we wish, and it will be given to us. What do we wish? That your name be holy, that your kingdom come, that your will be done, that you give me my daily bread, that you forgive me all my sins, that you prevent the temptation to sin to get the best of me, and in my last hour, you deliver me from evil so that I can spend eternity with you in heaven. As we remain in Christ and Christ remains in us with his word, then we bear fruits. Yes, at times our fruit is a little wormy. It's a little bruised. We have quite a variety of fruits in kind and amount. You know, that is the variation in our lives of fruit bearing, of sanctification in our lives as Christians. But at the same time, we are all branches. We're all attached to the true vine, to our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the gardener, our Father in heaven, is always working on us to be more fruitful. Amen. Please stand. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.